outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
It's a morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Monday, December 17th, and we're back in the studio in one piece. I can't believe it.
I can't either.
After a big, great, wild party on Friday night.
Thanks.
At your house.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. You had a lot of people there.
I told you there was going to be a lot of people there.
Yeah. I know. And each one was great. You
Good.
Know? I mean, each one was awesome. You've got a great collection of people.
Thanks.
There's chemistry going on there. And it's very cool. And you know what? The mood was perfect because it was raining.
Yeah.
You know? And it just felt like different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A different kind of night. So
it was really cool.
Yeah.
I had so much fun. I'm still being reminded of bits and pieces of conversations apparently I had.
Yeah.
And what's even funnier is I don't remember a lot of things. And then, like, I don't know. That's like never happens to me. Usually I'm on point. I remember everything. And no,
there was
like,
too much going on. Plus, you were pretty drunk.
I was it was my party. I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a lot of the shots that were going
you
on.
You weren't feeling any pain.
No, clearly not. But I saw a few photos, and I'm like, oh, I did plank that person. Oh, yeah, I did do this.
Wow.
And then I just remembered, or I was told last night, that one of the songs, and Carlos remembered it because he DJ'd our party. So he, because one of the songs, I kind of remember doing this. I was standing up on my bar, and I wanted to jump off into the crowd.
Wow.
And I had this idea in my head, and you don't understand. Once the idea is in my head, and I've already seen the vision of it happening, it's happening. It's just a matter of when it's happening. So, and I got this, like, I guess I got this look on my face, so my girlfriend, Ebony's like, oh, no, you don't. And she grabs me and tries to get me down from the bar. But she also knows that once I've seen the vision in my head, it's so happening. So I was just looking for, like, who's going to catch me and throw me through the crowd, you know, after I dive off the bar, like we're in some crazy concert or something.
Yeah, exactly. You need a lot of people to catch you.
Meanwhile, I'm not thinking of the consequences that, A, it's a dirty floor with, like, you know, like liquor spilt all over the place. It's tile. It's slippery, blah, blah, blah. I don't think of these things. I just do.
Yeah.
And I think about it later on.
Great.
So, after, and then it was funny because then I knew, like, she, I don't know why, but I was like, oh, now it's just funny that she's trying to control me to not go over it, so now I'm going over it. And I found the victim who was going to catch me, and I trusted him, so I knew he would. So I did. I dove off and went flying off. And she was like...
only to one person?
Yeah, they caught me.
Wow.
Actually, it was two people. And then they caught me. I knew they would, though.
Yeah.
So actually, I went to the Grand Canyon with these people, with him, so I knew... He had saved my life a few times during the Grand Canyon trips. Like, oh God, it was crazy. So I knew a simple floor, you know, versus 7,000 feet of whatever, it would be no big deal.
Yeah. So you were thinking that while you were on there on the bar?
That did flash through my brain. Yes, yes. You don't want to know what's inside my head half the time. I don't even want to know what's inside my head half the time. But I remember thinking all these things all at once, and because I had a conversation last night about it. She was like, you made me so mad. You just dove off. And I'm like, I think that's why I did it.
Yeah.
Anyway. But yeah, it was pretty fun. And then there's pictures still being posted, and I guess I'll find out more of where I was during the night from photos later on today.
Yeah.
Photos don't lie.
With your elf outfit there.
Did you like my elf outfit?
Yeah, that was great.
I wore a green elf outfit, for those of you that don't know.
You look cute in it. It was pretty good.
Thanks. You know? It was pretty awesome. It was funny, too, because I remember I woke up in the morning, and I had three people in my bed. One person was supposed to be in my bed.
Oh, okay.
The other two, I don't know how they got in my bed.
Wow. But I noticed throughout the party, there were people in the rooms all the time. You know, I didn't really, I never even went to the rooms. I just don't feel comfortable walking into people's rooms, you know,
when I'm
at a party. But but they were getting together and stuff and sitting there.
You know, I was in my room a lot. I do know that.
Were you?
Yeah, I was in my room and my bathroom a lot, which is funny. I did that last year. And that's why I was in there for 3 hours last year when we had the guy in the closet. Because we just wind up having pockets of conversations wherever, and you wind up, okay, my room, there's a bed, we'll sit on it. It wound up being people sitting on the dog bed. I do remember that, because I remember being like, unless you want to buy me a new dog bed, please don't sit on it.
Yeah.
Because I remember like...
Why would they do that?
I don't know, but there's like four people chilling on the dog bed, and I'm like, that's not cool. It's meant for a dog.
Yeah.
Not for your weight. But I remember that. But then I was in my room for a bit. Oh, we broke the toilet, by the way. This is awesome. I have to say, this is pretty rad because my toilet's leaking now. I was trying to figure out, well, how is my toilet leaking? And then I saw some photos yesterday or the day before. I guess a bunch of us were in the bathroom and we fell into the toilet or we fell over it.
Really?
Because there's pictures that show it.
Wow.
Yeah, because the toilet, the bottom of it leaks water. And I was like, I was so confused like why there was water on the floor yesterday. And then I cleaned it up again and I'm like, oh, we broke the toilet.
You broke it at the base there.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't. How does one fix that?
You get that...
like the sealant?
Yeah, the sealant thing.
So I could just do it myself. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, do I call the landlord and tell them
unless
I don't know what happened?
Unless it's bad, you know? I mean, but if it's just a crack or something, you'd be able to handle it.
Because I was thinking like, do I tell the landlord, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I had a fat person sit on my toilet. I don't know. I'm not telling them the real truth of, oh, I had a raging party and we all fell into it.
I think they would know after the party. They would know.
They don't know there was a party.
No?
No.
You don't think the neighbors, somebody says something?
No. I am smart. I invited every damn neighbor there was.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, that's true. But
Mom, don't raise a fool. And everybody loves me. So it's like, you know, now I don't have any enemies in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
like everyone's
that's good.
Like, oh, Brigetta, okay, happy birthday. We may not come, but... And it was just like, I wasn't expecting you to show. It would be cool if you did, but...
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting them to. It was just kind of like, I'm warning you, this is what's happening. But, you know, I've thrown parties in the past. Mm. Like, last year was crazy raging, you know? I actually thought that maybe the cops would come this year because we had a DJ and the sound stuff.
Yeah.
No one did.
Loud, huh?
That was pretty rad.
Yeah. That's true, huh?
Yeah. But then again, I figured if the cops drove by, they would just be like, oh, that's Brigetta.
Yeah.
Because they knew me so well.
They know you, huh?
From last year. Oh, that story circulated around the entire department.
Really?
Last year. Yeah, because... A few days later, when we cleaned out my closet, when we were, because I was like, we need to disinfect this with gloves, you know, because you peed everywhere. So we were taking all my clothes down and dry cleaning them and putting the ones in the wash that go in the wash. And I had found some more, like a jacket and like a sweatshirt of like the weird guy, his keys, all kinds of weird stuff in my closet. So I was like, well, what do I do with it? I'm not going to go to his house. I'll take it to the police station and they can give it to him.
Right.
So I did. And when I got there, they were like, they all knew of the story. And they were like the day shift and it was the night shift. You know what I mean? So it was really funny. They're like, oh, yeah, we heard about that.
I guess a story like that gets around.
Oh, yeah, you're the Extends girl. That's kind of how it happened because they all recognized me from,
right.
And they're like, oh, you had the stalker. Yeah, that was last year. But luckily, nothing like that happened this year, which is cool. And it's still a good party to be talked about.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely.
Although I really.
Memorable.
I know I was, you know, working my way around the party, making sure everyone, that I said hi to everybody and that everyone was having a good time. Though I don't remember much of that.
Really?
But I got my elf, my little midget. Elf.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I saw him. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
He looks familiar. Is he an actor or something?
He's an actor. He's been in a lot of things. Yeah. He's actually going to be in a pilot that we're doing. Also.
Oh.
So, yeah, pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know people, I saw a couple pictures with him on the site and stuff.
Yeah.
And somebody always has something to say about it. You know?
Somebody always does.
Yeah. Life must suck going through it like this, you know? Although they learn how to be happy and all that stuff,
He's really cool.
But still, yeah.
He was totally cool. He's mega smart. So, I like him. Yeah.
Cool. I mean, you totally have a party house, you know? I mean, I was talking to this with a couple of people.
Yeah.
And it's just a perfect fucking, you know, I mean, there's a few rooms, you know, it's spread out and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's large. It's cool, you know? And then all the smokers were gathering outside in the rain. And that was a lot of fun, too. You know, I met a lot of interesting people.
It's funny because I
like
don't...
Like a fucking soap opera.
Yeah. Right? I'm sure. Oh, my God. It's like all the stories of, like, they come out for a cigarette break. To be like, oh, man, let me tell you what just happened in there. Yeah. I need a cigarette. And, like, I can only imagine, like, how many fun stories that you must hear, you know, going out for a cigarette break. I don't know.
So, yeah. I mean, and there were so many people there. We ended up spending, you know, half the party there, you know. But it was amazing.
It was amazing.
Anyway, our guest, I guess, is calling.
Oh.
We have a guest that you scheduled for us, so let's go ahead and answer that. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm Mark Carano. I believe I'm a call-in guest.
Yes, Absolutely. You are, Mark. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Sure. Are you here in L.A.?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay. Is this where you make your home, or do you travel here sometimes?
My home, my entire life, you know, took care of my parents for a few decades, wrote a whole bunch of books. I'm like 10 minutes away from the Arboretum, if that gives you an idea.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is, but cool.
Yeah. It sounds good.
But that's cool that you lived here for a long time, basically like L.A. native pretty much then. So that's cool. Awesome.
Yeah. So now, so tell us a little bit about what you do, Mark.
Well, the first book, and it's actually a series, is called Maldine. It's epic fantasy book. Think like Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, that sort of thing, except later on in the series, I also combine certain science fiction elements as well. Mm. And you don't see that too often because most people make it look kind of stupid. They have the one guy with the blaster and the other guy with a magic wand, and, you know, that's pretty much about it.
Right.
The book that's out now is actually volume one of the first novel, and it's a 13-book series.
Wow.
Oh, wow, that's incredible. I didn't realize
that. That's a little ambitious.
Books.
I mean,
that's
my
amazing.
God.
Wow. Yeah.
I've never heard of something that long. So, now, how long do you estimate this is going to take you to come up with 13?
Actually, the entire series I've written.
It's written already.
And I have another series I've written that I'm not marketing yet that I call Cyberdawn. That one's only about 5 books.
Wow.
I don't write anything too short. I can probably say, J.K. Rowling writes some great short stories and get away with it.
Right, I see what you're saying. You know, this is awesome. So basically, you feel, I mean, because we have the Harry Potter that has been around for years and years, and like everyone loves Harry Potter. And then we have like the Charlotte, I forget her last name, but she's the one who developed True Blood series.
Right.
I've read a lot of her books. And then, you know, we've got Lord of the Rings, obviously, and Star Wars. You know what I mean? We have all these like classic books, so it's kind of like, and The Hobbit, which is great, you know, that's coming back around, sort of part of The Lord of the Rings, but it's like a lot of these series, and The Twilight is ending now, because all the films are done and whatever, so it's about time that we have something else coming out, so this is kind of cool, but 13 books, that's completely, I guess what though, I would read it, that would be me, if I'm into a series, I will read it like no other, and I, like with The Twilight, I remember reading all 3 books in 3 days.
Wow.
I locked myself in the house and decided that's what I'm doing.
I had a friend back when I was in manuscript stage. I went here, read my book, and he finally sat down on a Friday and said, okay, I'll read your book. He went through the entire weekend, and this is a 330,000-word book. No sleep, nothing. He finished on Sunday and went, you cost me the weekend, but darn, that was a good book.
Yeah. that's exactly how I am. And it's funny because I had friends that would be like, I would not answer my phone. I would do nothing. They actually delivered food to my house because I thought it was so funny that I wouldn't leave. Yeah, but I was so wrapped up. I'm like, I'm going to read this book. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's like sitting and watching a movie from beginning to end.
Basically, and I'm a bookworm, so.
Yeah.
And they aren't short books either. The longest book, in fact, the big climax, book 13, broke 570,000 words.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot of words.
Yeah.
It was about a 1,000-page printout.
Wow. So how long does it take you to write this series? Or is it like you're on a roll and you're just busting it all out all at once? Like.
It's like I'm someplace between Zen typing and demonically possessed.
I hear you.
Out, at between 12,000 and 13,000 words in a day.
Wow.
My all-time record was I broke like 15,700 because I wanted to see how it was going to end, and I wanted to finish up the chapter because the next day there was a movie I wanted to see.
Yeah.
That's funny.
The first book took me about 9 months because I was still teaching myself and doing it part-time and stuff, and by the time I got to the 13th book, That one just took me about 4 months, editing included.
Wow.
Wow. But I mean, it's not just the writing, but the imagination to encompass such a like big story. I mean, it's an epic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, epic might be too weak a word. It takes place, you know, it starts on the planet of Maldine, which is way far away, nothing to do with Earth, so you don't see any lost colonies of Earth or anything tacky like that. It extends to other dimensions, other worlds. It takes place over a span of time, thousands of years long.
This sounds like my book.
It's finished, it goes places that will just have your jaw dropping.
Yeah.
This is incredible. So do you see, I mean, obviously you would love to see it. I mean, do you want to eventually turn it into a film? Are you talking to people about that? What's your next step?
I'd be open to it, though realistically they're either going to have to cut a lot of stuff or just a miniseries.
Right.
That's true. Yeah, it would be too long for a movie, huh? Or in several parts.
Like several parts.
Yeah,
it would be several parts. But I mean, that's fine if you look at, you know, a lot of... Then again, that's really hard. That's one of the things I have the toughest time with was, you know, reading the books. They're so incredible, and you really create this imagination of your own that are in there. And it's your own. Each person's imagination is obviously individually different.
Right.
So you get different experiences. And then when you turn into a movie, it's one person's vision.
Exactly.
And then you're like, but that's not how I envisioned that, and I don't like that. And then it starts, you know, all the... Like Twilight. I was so pissed off. Like,
really, with the movies?
Yes.
Really?
Because it was so different in the books, and it irritated me to have someone shorten it, even though it needed to be shortened for their movie, but to shorten it and to put it into their perspective when my perspective was a different way and I thought was better.
Right. Yeah,
so,
and that's why they always say they always say the book is better than the movie.
Right, because it's your imagination that's tapping into it, and your brain is going off on different realms. But when someone else forces you into their realm, you're like, what? That's
different.
Yeah.
I didn't bother seeing Twilight or reading it. The first I'd heard of it, there was the movie, and I'm going, vampires with perfect abs.
Yeah.
It sounds like every other series coming out of the CW. You know, it's like vampires or witches or something.
Hey, I like the CW. I do watch Vampire Diaries, and I am really pissed off that Secret Circle got canceled.
Really?
Yes. Because I liked that too.
I never heard of that one before.
Oh, see, but I like anything that's mystical, and I'm just I've always.
She loves fantasy. I mean, you would love this for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm really excited. Yeah.
So now I'm reading.
I'm a fantasy fan from like way back.
Yeah.
Just a matter of time assembling the story in my head over like maybe 15 years before I finally sat down.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So now, what's the name of the series?
It's Maldine. That's Maldene.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the name of
the first. And the first book is just Maldine, divided into volume 1 and 2, because people kept telling me, you know, you're a nobody, and no one's going to buy an 800-page paperback from a nobody. So split it up, and then I can release it later on when I'm like Stephen King famous or something, and no one minds buying 800-page paperbacks.
Yeah.
See, I think this will be incredible, too, because there's so many... I mean, even with, like, the Comic-Con world, you know, and that's a whole other thing that I've learned about the past couple of years. But, I mean, like, it's all science fiction, and even though this isn't a comic book, but this has to do with, like, science and fantasy, I have a feeling it's going to develop sort of into that world, and you're gonna blow up.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
For sure. I mean, 13 books is, like, unprecedented, I think.
Yeah, about the best compliment I had is because of the person it came from. He's a retired copy editor turned author, so he's seen both sides of the business for about 40 years. And I still haven't met him. He's in Nova Scotia someplace, and he got a copy of my book. We're emailing, and he said, well, there's a few typos here and there, but this is like one of the best books I've read. And
very nice.
And so I actually made sort of use of that. I asked him, hey, you know, I got typos in my other books. I can't pay you, but for the privilege of actually reading the book ahead of time, would you mind catching them? He's on book 6, and he's acting like a complete fanboy, going, I can't wait to see what this comes out, and I love how you have the characters do so many different ways of getting out of, you know, the things that they're in. And
right.
Of course, my answer to that was, I have to entertain myself. If I get bored writing thrust, parry, thrust over and over again, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, Maldine, a 13-book series, and that's coming up. So you're saying the first book is being released now?
First book is out now. You can catch all my information on the website, which is Mauleen.com. Mm-hmm. It's out as both paperback and ebook. The ebook you can grab off of Amazon.
Sounds good.
See, I'd want it off hardback. I think that's cool.
Yeah, but it gets expensive.
I know. I can see how it is.
Yeah. So I'm still a great paperback, hardback fan, because the one thing you can still do with that, you walk into a bookstore, you see a shelf of like 50 books at once, and there's the one cover that catches your eye.
This is true.
If you try doing that online, it'll be lag time, sorry, page loading, here's 10 more, and by that time, you just thought it was interest.
Right. Yeah.
But you know what's pretty cool that I just discovered, too, totally random enough, but your cousin I grew up with, in Maryland.
Yeah, I found that out.
Yeah, that's so funny.
I'm finding out, you know, Facebook has been great for, you know, finding out just how the cousins have multiplied over the years, and I got them everywhere, and going, oh, say hi to a tour. It's like, oh, really?
Yeah, no, it's funny because, his two cousins, like, oh, my God, I moved in that neighborhood when I was 5, so, yeah. And I was there till I guess I was 17. So we've got stories.
Yeah, I'm sure. We
talk about some raging parties. They could tell you all about what I used to do. I was bad.
Yeah, like you've changed anyway.
I have not changed. But no, we used to have fun. It was like all of us were all around the same age, and there were like, I don't know, 20 of us, I guess, like kids together. So it was pretty cool. They were good times.
Yeah. Now, Mark, I already, I also read here that you're a nonfiction ghostwriter. And tell us a little bit about that.
Basically, it's to pay the bills. a client will come up, he says, I want a book like this done. For some reason, it's been a lot of nonfiction stuff, medical, whatever, because I think most of the time a guy, if he wants a ghostwriter for his fiction book, those are usually poor people, and they, you know, don't make it as far as, you know, paying money.
Right.
But, there's been some self-help stuff, medical stuff.
That's cool.
I never get credit, and it's hard to put anything on the resume for it because there's always non-disclosure agreements.
Right.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. So, like you said, it's good to pay the bills, but it doesn't really help your career in any way.
No, it isn't my long-term goal.
Right. You know,
my long-term goal is my passion in my own writing, and the passion actually shows in the way I tell the story. It isn't just I have the big long plot and the dialogue and everything, but it's also the manner in which I tell them. I have like certain poetic style descriptions and everything else, and I get a lot more flamboyant in the writing than I actually act in real life.
Mm-hmm. Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Very
Sounds
cool.
Sounds good. Okay, everybody, check it out. Go to Mauleen.com. And
hi, kids, I'm Bruce.
Whoops!
Whoa,
I knew this
happened?
Would happen.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
What are you playing?
Well, you know what? It always happens. I try to bring up a page of a guest, and they have the audio starting to play. You know.
Oh.
So, so that's what happened here. But Mauleen.com, the writer is Mark Tierno, and and the website is more information on you as well, or just the book.
Everything I have linked through the website.
I see. Okay. Because I can't really look at the page because it starts talking, but we'll check it out later on. All right, Mark. Thank you so much for calling in, man, and congratulations on the books.
Yeah.
It's
thank you,
very exciting.
I'll say hi to someone's cousin.
Yeah. But it's a very ambitious project. I mean, I've always wanted to write a book, and I'm thinking it's too insurmountable for me to finish a book. And there you are, you know, with a 13 book series. Very
if your
impressive.
Passion is there, then it isn't insurmountable. You know, as long as you think in terms of I love doing this, this is something that's boiling up out of me, then it's more a matter of how do I stop.
Right, mm-hmm. That's true. All right, Mark Tierno, thank you so much, and again, all the best to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That is true. I mean, I guess I kind of see, like, I started writing I was going to finish it possibly this week. I started getting into it last night, which is weird, but a totally different book, not like a trilogy. Well, I guess it could be, because that's the thing. It's like once you start, you get this creative idea, mm-hmm. and it's like it could be so many different things, and you could take this idea so many different ways.
Right.
So with me, it's like it's so hard. I need like a partner in crime to be like, this is how it should go. Because I'm like, well, I look at this side, and then I look at this side, and I look at this way, and it could be all these ways.
Right.
And then it's like, but which way do you do? Because any way I go, it could be awesome.
That's true, yeah.
So I started this book a while ago, and I wrote, like, I don't know, 7 or 8 chapters, like, all at once, just sitting down. And I was blown away by, like, how easy it is to write.
Wow.
Just keep writing and writing and writing. But I'm like, this is only, like, the beginning. Like, what about all the rest of them?
I know.
I'm like, well, I don't want to make it several books, or do I? Do I want to turn into a series? So I sort of go, like, it's just, it's interesting, it's funny.
Yeah.
But so I kind of get what he's saying with that. But God, to imagine writing like 13 books and that long, no way could I do it.
Yeah.
I'm too ADD.
And it's all from imagination.
Yeah.
You know, about a place that doesn't exist.
Which is pretty
cool. You know, I mean, people have some wild imagination.
But that's great because then it entertains me.
Yeah.
People like me.
I know.
Speaking of which, so I went to the Queen Mary on Saturday night.
Oh, you did?
I did.
We were talking to the guy last week about it, 2 weeks ago. And that's obviously the ship that has been turned into a hotel in Long Beach.
It has. And I actually wrote I write for the hotelsoftherichandfamous.com. So you guys can check out articles that I've written on there. But this article should probably be out maybe next week. Mm. Unlike my last article, which I wrote in like March, and it didn't come out till October.
Really? That sucks, man.
This should be coming out this weekend. We're going to make sure that's edited and done.
So did you get comped for anything there?
They did some great things for me.
Wow.
Awesome. But my room wasn't, it was just discounted because I chose like the most busiest day. Apparently.
Really?
Yeah, but it was really cool. And I will say I learned a lot about the history and stuff, which I love. I love anything with history.
Right.
I love it. And I think that's what I miss so much about the East Coast or Europe in general, just traveling because there's so much history there,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Whereas here in California, I mean, there is sort of, but not really
no
anymore.
No history there.
We're a newer state, and we didn't really have much before we were settled. I mean, there was some cowboys and Indians.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's about it, but it doesn't really date back that far. So
right.
There's not much of... So that kind of bothers me in a way. But anyway, with the Queen Mary, the boat was actually from Scotland. And then it used to be a cruise liner. It was the Queen Mary and it was Queen Elizabeth. They were two boats that sailed from the UK. They came from Southampton to New York City.
Right.
And they would carry the like elite Hollywood stars. I think Clark Gable was some of that one of them. A lot of royalty like the Dutch and Duchess. I forget from where over there, back and forth. And then during World War II, the boat was made in 1936, which is cool. So it goes back way back then. But in World War II, it actually wound up carrying 16,000 troops at one time.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
Now you're telling us something we already know because the guy already told us this on the air. Do you remember?
Did he? I didn't know.
Because I was going to complete your sentence.
Oh.
Because he did mention that it was commissioned as a troop.
Which
as
is
a military,
really,
yeah.
But another thing that was really cool that we learned on the tour was that that Queen Mary actually hit another boat. And it killed a bunch of people. There were like 300 people on that boat. It smashed into it, and so then these souls die. But anyway, they said they had 49 reported deaths, is what the internet says. But I remember her saying specifically 54 reported deaths in the tour. And so there are over 150 spirits, which is interesting, on the boat.
Wow.
So, and it's actually this boat.
They actually counted 150 spirits.
Supposedly, yeah. Someone went through and did. Yeah. So, because I've been doing all my research, trust me. which is really cool. You totally threw me off. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I got a tweet coming in, and I'm looking at this. ADD. What?
And I'm throwing you off. Yeah, but well, we're talking about the ship.
But so it was a really cool experience, and we went through. We had dinner at one of the restaurants, which was really good, and then went on the paranormal spirit walk, which is like the 11 p.m. like night thing, supposed to be 2 hours, wound up being like three, maybe 3.5 hours. But it was really cool, and you go through the ship. They take you to places that no one else can normally go unless you're on the tours. I saw the engine room, the boiler room, which were 50 feet underwater. And then went and saw the old pool area and the changing rooms.
Yeah.
And I have to say that everyone was experiencing different things throughout, and we had all the kinds of ghost hunting tools and everything. And there is this one app that I downloaded on the phone, and it's called Ghost Radar. And so here's the thing, because what's weird is that this just came in like 2 seconds ago saying update Ghost Radar. So last night in my room, I have it on my phone, And what's really cool is it can detect heat or different energies around, like spirits, mm-hmm. or basically it's different energies that are around the area.
Right.
And it also deciphers words. So like it hears words right. that are being said. And so it could be like you can actually see if it's like, it could be like F, 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 and then it'll go Frank, you know, and you're like, what? Or like different things. So you can see what's being heard or whatever.
Right.
So it's pretty cool because if you've got a bunch of people with the app that are open, it can actually like make a sentence or like make more
wow.
sense. So it was kind of neat.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had it in my room last night. So that was weird. And then I was like, okay, I got to turn this off because the fact that I'm in my house and I know that there's like spirits here and I'm yeah. going to freak myself out and not want to sleep.
That's true. Yeah. You'll freak yourself out.
But yeah, so in the Queen Mary, we played with that for a while. So that was cool. And, oh yeah, the changing room area. That's what I was going to say. That was creepy McCreeperson.
Really?
Creepy McCreeperson in that room. So they have all these, like old changing rooms, but there's no doors on them. So they're like stalls, right? Mm. And it's pitch black, and we had like flashlights in there. So she's like, each person go into an individual stall. And what we're going to do is turn all the lights off. And so it's really dark and use your other senses. And, you know, it's still there whether the lights are on or off. But when you turn the lights off and you're silent,
right.
you're paying way more attention to what's going on. So I'm kind of like crouching down, sitting there in the one stall. She's like, if anyone has an issue, then you can just speak up and I'll turn the lights back on. Just don't move because it's dangerous, you know, to slam into a wall or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
So just stay where you are. So the lights go off and I'm already feeling really weird in like my little cubbyhole. So lights go off and I'm like there for like, I don't know, 30 seconds and I feel something on my leg and I'm like, that's
oh
it,
God.
I'm done. So I like dart off into my partner in crime stall. I'm like, uh-huh. I'm not being alone. I'm standing here with you.
Wow.
So we went into there and, but yeah, it was really weird. Like there's this thing called shadow people apparently. So they have those and there's a little girl, which I didn't see her, but anyway, she's like 5 or 6 years old and she apparently drowned in the pool area and, there's different things. It was cool. Other people got touched. I did get, something in my ear, like a whisper in my ear in one of the rooms. Cause I was like bored at this point. I'm like, all right, show me something. Like
yeah.
I want to see something fly across the room. I want to hear this. I want to, you know, do
yeah.
something crazy. So I started like, you know, calling it pussy. And then I got a weird whisper and like a snap thing in my ear and I was like, oh, that was cool, all right.
Really?
I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, but I wanted to see like they had this ball and I'm like, kick it across the room. I want like, give me more. Let's have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. But
now did you get to go to see the submarine at all? Did you see it there?
No.
No?
I told you
they got the Russian submarine. You really should check it out when you go next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I'll have to. We were so exhausted from the party the night before.
Yeah.
I cleaned up and then hungover like, oh my God. And then went to the ship. We went and saw Chill, which was really cool. There was snow tubing. We did snow tubing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty rad. Even though it was like for kids, but I didn't care. I wanted to do it. So it was fun.
What is it now? Chill?
Chill.
What's that?
So it's the thing that Queen Mary has. It's outside. They own the part of the pier and they have the
okay.
dome that was built for, God, who built the dome? I think it was William Hearst.
Not William Hearst, but they had the Spruce Goose there. That plane. That was Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes, I'm sorry.
Right.
I was thinking it was Hearst. I remember
yeah.
Hughes, Hearst, whatever.
Right.
It was an H.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, it was for that. And
yeah.
they've had the land for however many years, so they always do something cool with it. So in the igloo area, or in that like, weird igloo area, they now have over, like, I don't know, it was hundreds of like life-size statues made of ice, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
It's an ice kingdom. And then they have an outdoor ice rink,
yeah.
Which you can rent skates from. And they have snow tubing. They have gingerbread houses, a little like Christmas holiday village. Santa was there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was really cute, very family oriented type thing. It was cutesy. I guess they have carolers that go around and sing and stuff too. Yeah. So that was outside. So we did that. Then we went and ate dinner. We ate at the Chowder Room or Chowder Hut. I can't remember what it's called, but that was really good food.
Mm.
I like really good seafood. And then
cool.
did our tour and then our rooms, the rooms. So the rooms are really cool. They're all individual. No room, two rooms are alike.
Right.
We had a room that had two rooms in it, two bedrooms.
Oh, really? So it's like a large cabin and stuff.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what to expect because I knew that they were sold out, and so they were just trying to accommodate us wherever they could.
Because usually cabins are very small on ships.
Yeah, these cabins were different because, remember, it was made for the wealthy.
Right, for the rich people.
In the 30s to go transatlantic. It was like one of them. And actually, this cruise liner was bigger and faster than the Titanic, so which is pretty interesting. And it was really weird to walk through the hallways and you know, you kind of are literally walking back through time because everything's original pretty much.
Wow.
And you're walking back and you're like, this is, must have been what it's like to walk through the Titanic in a way too. Like with the elaborate gowns and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But they are bigger cabins because they were families that were carried, you know, to a couple of weeks to get from UK to New York City.
Right.
And actually, I do remember, I forget what they had to do, but I remember it was like 8 feet longer than the Panama Canal or something, 8 feet wider than the wider than the Panama Canal, so they couldn't fit through, which is interesting. And they had to go all the way back around. But yeah, so the cabins were a little bit bigger for back then because it was wealthy and they were elaborate. We were in a family suite, I guess that's what it's called, and so there were two rooms, and one had a king bed, which was, you know, comfy. And then there was an attached room that was a single bed, and that was creepy McCreeperson.
Really?
In there. Oh, yeah, it was really weird energy in there. In fact, we slept with that door closed because I was like, eh, that's freaky. But it was cool. I mean, there were the original, like wall fan that was there, and it was pretty neat. I mean, obviously, they updated, you know, some things for, you know, like electricity-wise, but a lot of it's original. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
A lot of it was like, I remember wood paneling and things like that,
it's
right?
It's all there, yeah. And
you can see, like, the captain's quarters and the communication room and all that. Did you see that at all?
No.
No?
We were on our own thing.
No, on the tour, they probably should have taken you there.
No, we went on the Paranormal Spirit Walks. We didn't do the other ones. So
but it's cool walking up and down the ship.
It is pretty cool. Yeah, I have to say it was pretty rad. There were three original elevators still on there that I think, or three that were functional. The rest were there, but they weren't functional.
Right.
So that was pretty neat.
So did that turn you on for going on a cruise now and shit like that?
Actually, yeah, we're both talking about it. I'd never been on a cruise ship before, ever.
Yeah, and you'll see the modern ships are amazing.
Yeah, well, it's funny because Carnival Cruise Line was docked across.
Uh-huh.
So we were looking at this one and looking at that, and we're like, well, that's crazy huge.
Uh-huh.
I want to go on a cruise ship.
You'll have so much fun. It's amazing.
In the past, like, I never wanted to. I don't want to feel stuck, stuck in the middle. I don't know. I hate the feeling of being trapped, like on a boat. And it's like, well, what if I want to jump off the boat? What if I want to go here? What if? Don't tell me what I have to do. You know, that kind of, when I was younger, that bothered
but
me.
But they're pretty big.
Now,
you know, I mean, you can feel like you're in the city.
Now
or
I want to do it. I really do. I think it'd be cool, and I think it'd be I'd want to go to like island hopping or something.
Yeah.
I think that'd be kind of neat.
Yeah.
But I guess like they've got all kinds of things on boats now, right? Like shows and
casinos and pool parties.
That sounds
and
cool.
Gym and everything.
So that
you
would
eat
be
a lot. They eat all the time on the ship.
Well, I don't think I'd want to be eating a lot because I'd be in a bikini the most of the time. I would think like swimming. I don't know. Yeah, but cool. I'll drink a lot.
Yeah,
that works.
That works.
I'll be well hydrated since surrounded by water. I don't know what I'm saying. But yeah.
But you can take like a 3-day cruise. That won't confine you for
I would do it, yeah. I definitely
try
wanna.
The first. Yeah, your
no,
first
I would do it. I'm fine with it now. Like, this is when I was younger, I used to think that way. But no, I'm fine with, you know, going on. And I think it'd be awesome. And I love boats. I do. And I've been on a ton of yachts. So I don't know why I've never been on a cruise line. But so I'm ready for it. Let's do it.
Cool.
It was a cool experience. Definitely. I think everyone should go check out a little piece of history right here. And
Sounds good. So when is the you don't know when the article is going to come out because...
Well, I wrote it... So anyway, I got home yesterday and I was so zonked. So I wound up passing out for like 3 or 4 hours and then woke up because Carlos was coming back to get all the DJ equipment.
Right.
And then I was like, all right, I'm up. So I'm going to watch Dexter. I watched 2 episodes of Dexter.
Uh-huh.
And then I just had to write my article. I'm like, if I don't write the article now, I'm going to write it 6 months down the road.
Right.
So let me write it right now. And so I did. I wrote it right away and went back to sleep.
Wow.
And almost didn't make the show this morning.
You were like really tired and everything.
Oh my God. My alarm did not, I mean, it went off and my phone was on vibrate, but normally I can still hear. I noticed everything. No, I didn't wake up. Like it was like, like 10 after 9. And I was like, oh shit. And so, thank goodness I, like, randomly woke up because I almost missed the show.
So did you have help cleaning up after the party and everything?
It was just me and one other person.
Yeah? Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of work, huh?
Yeah. And we were so hungover.
Yeah.
Mind you. Not functional at all. Not really sure how we did that.
Yeah.
I still have to clean the floors. I'll do that today at some point.
Yeah.
And the laundry. Clearly I'm dreading it.
Yeah. And I noticed that the floors were getting wet and dirty because of the rain. You know, people were coming in and out all the time and stuff. So I was thinking to myself, God, they're going to have a lot of cleaning up to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun, huh? It's all part of it.
It is all part of it.
Yeah.
So, whatever. At least the worst of the cleaning is done. Like, there's no more cups and stuff. So, yeah. It's literally just the floors and the walls.
Yeah. I mean, I found myself cleaning up the floor in the kitchen because somebody left a beer bottle on the trash, but it was turned over to the side. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, half of the beer was on the fucking floor. So I'm like,
wow.
You know, I don't know who did it, but I was afraid somebody would fall a trip.
Thank you.
Or something. So I get like the whole roll of paper towels there.
Oh,
trying to do something.
It's all good. Don't worry. I have a broken, leaky toilet now. Toilet water everywhere. Awesome. No, it's all good. But yeah, it was fun. It was a cool weekend. It was totally fun. And, now it's time to get ready for Christmas.
Yeah, that's true. Now, you know that the you didn't get a chance to see The Hobbit.
Don't tell me.
Show. No, because, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
I was going to go on Saturday. We were so hungover, we didn't. And so I'm going to go at some point this week.
They had a midnight showing, but it only opens on Friday, I think. This coming Friday.
No, it opened last Friday.
It did?
Yeah. Because the midnight showing would have been Thursday night. And then it opened on Friday.
Right.
And so this weekend, I was going to go on Saturday. But we were too hungover.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah, it was at 3,100 theaters.
I know.
Yeah. But wait a minute. Why did it say...
I don't know, but I know that it opened on the 14th and the 13th at midnight, which technically was the 14th, is when you could go and see it. Thursday night at midnight. Last Thursday night.
Oh.
But,
well, okay, so okay, I'll tell you why I'm thinking that. Because it says it's predicted to earn $110 million this weekend when it will have increased family appeal.
Right. This coming weekend, because it's the holidays, so everyone's going to go.
Okay, so that's what they meant. Okay.
Right.
So it did open up. Okay. So $13 million in just one night.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
That was which night?
Yeah, that was the...
Friday night?
Thursday midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's been around for years. I mean, the trilogy of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
and
the
then
story.
And The Hobbit. That's like the amazing series that you were read to. Did you get read that?
No,
as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, my parents read it and then I wound up reading. I was a bookworm, such a nerd.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, when I ended up reading it in college, when actually only a few years ago I went to get a credentials for teaching credentials.
Okay.
And
they make you read like the best books.
Yeah, you go like to the classics and things like that, you know, like English literature and that. And
I took English lit too.
Yeah, so we had to read The Hobbit, and I kind of got familiar with it, but I didn't really get into it because I'm not really into fantasy. But I mean, yeah, you can, you know, you have to respect and appreciate the impact it's had. You know, it's like part of the culture.
Yeah.
You know, part of our history. So. So now the Hobbit takes place before Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
I wonder why they made it after.
Because Lord of the Rings is more popular.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the Hobbit would, because then you learn to love the Hobbit before. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Star Wars in a way. Like now we're going back before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that irritates the hell out of me. We won't go into that.
Yeah.
Disney.
It'll probably
Disney.
Make a lot of money.
Seriously, Disney owning Star Wars? Ugh, what were you thinking, George Lucas?
You don't know. I mean, you know, it doesn't mean that they're going to make it into a Disney film.
Going to ruin it.
I mean, Disney makes a lot of films that are not cartoons.
I like Pirates of the Caribbean. That's one of my favorite films.
Yeah.
I do like that series.
Yeah, they've done a lot of movies. I mean, I don't know which
You don't
ones,
take but... Star Wars and Disney-fy it.
But
no.
Nobody says they will. You see, that's what I'm saying. I don't know that they will.
Well, Pirates of the Caribbean is Disney-fied.
Because it's a Disney fucking ride.
But what, are they going to take Star Wars and now put it at Disneyland? Yeah, you know they are.
Yeah.
Oh, they have Star Tours.
Yeah, they have the Star Tours there. I'm sure they're going to add more stuff.
No, Star Tours is actually in Universal.
No.
Or was in Universal.
No, it was always in...
No, that's Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. getting my
Yeah,
vibes
I know.
Confused.
I know. They got a lot of shows. Okay. But yeah, that's
which
was
I'm
definitely
going to go to Disneyland on my birthday.
Are you really?
In that voice.
That'll
too.
Be nice.
Yes.
Oh yeah, so you were telling me they let you in for free on your birthday, right?
They do not anymore.
Oh,
they
not
changed
anymore?
It.
Really?
Yeah, it used to be on your birthday, if you're part of the birthday club, you get to go to Disney for free. And now they've changed
So somebody
it.
Must have told me that it is still going on. I thought it was you who told me, but apparently not. But somebody told me that you can get in free on your birthday, so...
I'm going to look
it
up,
maybe
but
they
I think they
it.
Changed it. I'm pretty sure last year they did. I thought it was a bigger deal, and everyone was talking about it. So, I don't know. Mm. I haven't called specifically, and I should call and ask.
Yeah, I guess. See? Why not? I mean, you'll save, what is it now? $100 to get in or something?
Normally, I got an email saying, you're part of the birthday club, therefore you get a free day.
Yeah.
You know, on your birthday. And I haven't gotten that email, so...
Mm. Okay.
Oh, well...
Now,
wait, did you know that? Oh, sorry. Did you know the Queen Mary actually was bought by Disney for 2 years?
Oh, really?
And they were gonna make it a part of where Epcot was.
Mm-hmm.
They were gonna make it a part of there. Oh, I'm sorry. And then they were gonna put it to Disneyland here. And then instead they had it for 2 years and then sold it. And they made California Adventure Park instead.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was probably wiser of them to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean. I don't know. Disney's fun. You know, I haven't been in years.
I like
since
Disney.
My kids
I just
small.
Don't want Star Wars being Disneyfied.
Yeah. Well, we've had enough Star Wars, okay? 6 fucking movies is enough. I don't think we need any more.
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Yeah. Do you know that I walked around, people called me Leia, and I would not answer to you unless you called me Leia.
Really?
Even in school. My name's Leia.
Why?
Princess Leia.
Because of Star Wars?
Yes.
Wow.
I was that obsessed. I made my mother put my hair in the buns every day.
Really?
Every day.
Oh, my God.
And I went to school and I had my lunchbox and I had everything that was Leia.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm Princess Leia. And if you don't call me Princess or Leia, I do not answer you.
Wow. Okay.
And so it began.
Yeah, the journey.
Yes. I think I started that when I was 4. No, I'm not kidding. I had the gown, like all the white gowns. I had a bunch of them. My mother made me, and I would wear them. I wasn't allowed to wear those to school.
Yeah.
But I wore my buns to school. My pigtail buns.
Now, are you gonna get yourself an iPhone or what? I think you're the only one who doesn't have an iPhone.
No, yet. Why would I want an iPhone?
Because iPhones are great, and now they're reducing the prices at Walmart.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Do I get free phones with them?
No.
But I get
Why
ones
do you
with T-Mobile.
Phone? But you can get one for like $40, the 4S.
Ugh.
What?
Why would I want that?
Why not?
Have you seen my phone? It's cracked already. This is a new phone I've had for 2 months. This is what I do to my phones.
But you don't have a case on it either.
Who puts cases on phones?
Everybody, except
Why?
Me, of course. But
and me.
Yeah. Get an iPhone. There's no better phone than that.
Why? I have free T-Mobile phones. Mm. Why would I ever want to pay for something when I break them all the time? Mm. Let's think about that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, $40 for an iPhone 4S is not bad.
That's not bad, but I'm being economical for me.
Okay.
Free is always better.
Okay.
Thank you, T-Mobile.
Well, you're missing out. I think the iPhone is amazing, and a lot of people do, too. You
Droid.
Know? Yeah. And and finally, I guess they're saying by 2018, computers will touch, see, hear, taste, and smell.
I don't like that.
No?
No.
I mean, just think of the possibilities for online sex.
All right. Can I say... That's weird. Can I say one thing?
It's weird.
Robots freak me out. I am honestly terrified of robots.
Really?
Like, I've had these discussions with friends before, and they're like, we're terrified of zombies. I'm like, no, zombies are cool. Zombies and vampires are awesome. Robots freak me out.
Yeah.
Because it's like, even when I watched Terminator, and yes, I did love all those movies, they still freak me out because it's like the, you know, land of the machines.
Right.
Freaks me out because eventually, like, you see all these, like, futuristic films, like, with all the machines left and right, and now they're talking about the computers.
Right.
What if the computer did have a super brain and energy went into it and, like, Now I'm thinking like a fantasy crazy movie, but like what if like some soul like died, you know, and like a body died and the soul was going up and then thought, oh, here's a computer I can now go into.
Yeah.
And they're that smart that now like it's possessed by the computer.
Yeah. But you know what? It doesn't have to be that extreme. You know, I mean, all you need is a machine that thinks on its own.
I don't want a machine to think on its own.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's what we have to fear, you know.
So then it's Land of the Machines and they pick up guns. By the way, I do want to say one thing. I want to talk about, and I, just for 1 second,
okay.
And then I'm going to go off the subject, and
okay.
We're not talking about it anymore. So, I listened to Obama's speech last night,
mm-hmm.
and how he had said that this was the fourth school murder under his reign of mm-hmm. presidency, and that, you know, he's going to do anything in his power to stop all of guns off the streets. Just wanted to say that.
Okay.
So,
and you don't like
yes,
it.
Conspiracy theory.
Uh-huh.
I honestly think the guns were given to them to go and do so that he could take all... It's Hitler. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay. Well, we have to wrap up because we are totally
good.
Out of time.
Awesome.
So,
yes,
yeah,
I
well,
said.
Have a great day. Get some rest.
I'm ending with Obama as Hitler.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Here come
oh
the tweets
God,
now.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. Thank you all for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.